from deep inside your radio.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen, in this almost traditional Christmas show of the Le Show variety, I've lately become aware of the fact that this program is back where it belongs on XM Satellite Radio. So I just want to greet all the listeners at XM Channel 133. I didn't know. I'm the last to find out. On the other hand, a Christmas story, ladies and gentlemen, because this time of year, you know, the marketplace, well, let me back up. You know, the marketplace demands feel-good stories. That may be why a couple of stories didn't come to your attention in the last few days. One, it was in the New York Times, it was in the business section, because we all know how deeply scarred New Yorkers were by 9/11. Here's new evidence. Dateline, New York. The National Association of Securities Dealers, the nation's largest self-regulatory organization for the securities industry, has accused Morgan Stanley of routinely failing to provide email messages to aggrieved customers who had filed arbitration cases against the firm over 3.5 years, and with making false claims that millions of email messages in its possession had been lost in the 9/11 attacks. Yes, the dog ate my homework squared. The other story that may have missed your ken in the last week, because the media want good news stories, don't you know? The Army Corps of Engineers allowed us how late last Friday, a week ago, maybe the Mississippi River Gulf outlet, this huge slash across the wetlands of southeast Louisiana, would have to be closed because of economic reasons, not because the Army Corps of Engineers agreed that it had anything to do with funneling floodwater into the heart of New Orleans. Oh, mercy, no. This past Thursday, showing egregious lack of PR expertise, a group of prominent scientists, many of whom had been bird-dogging the Army Corps since they first started investigating the causes of the flooding last year, issued a statement saying, denouncing the Corps' report on the canal for saying, well, it should be closed sometime, but not necessarily now. Scientists said it should be closed as soon as possible and also denounced the Corps for claiming that the canal had nothing to do with the flooding, which the scientists believe it did. As I say, they issued this letter, this public letter, a joint statement by a group of distinguished scientists, on the Thursday before Christmas. Now, this is why I get the big bucks for being a PR consultant. You know, release it on the Tuesday after Christmas, boys. Get some ink. But as I say, the market wants a good news story this time of year, and so here is one. I'm providing one for your listening pleasure. You know, I love to provide stories of how bad things are in the air travel and airline and airport security business these days. But on the other hand, I was flying from somewhere to somewhere on a carrier widely derided by those who are forced to use it as useless airways. And I didn't even know that it was on their plane that I left a book I was reading, because I'd gotten tired of reading the Katrina books and have switched over to the Iraq books because they're more cheerful. And I was reading Fiasco, and I thought, gee, I may have left it in a hotel room, somewhere. So I gave up on that whole project of reading a big, complicated tome. And until yesterday, when I opened the mail, and there, in an envelope, is my copy. I recognize it, because it's got the, I recognize it. Leave it at that. My copy of Fiasco, mailed to me by U.S. Airways. I guess I'd left it near my seat, under my seat, on my seat. They looked up who I was, where I lived. I could choose to be scared by all that, but I'm delighted. It's a story of... it's a good news story this time of year, don't you know? It's the Christmas show. Well, it's the holiday show. It's the war on the holiday show. Hello, welcome to the show.
Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and this we can't forget. Paul was Saul before he was Paul, and the Last Supper was a Seder. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, and all his disciples were too. So for all you Christians, remember, your Lord was a Jew. So like the menorah, tents of a tree, give thanks to the wise men and the Maccabees. Jesus was a dreidel spinner, turned water into wine. He did lots of miracles, but he never ate pork rinds. Christmas is for everyone, Hanukkah is too. Oh, you remember, your Lord was a Jew.
From the edge of America, from the home of the homeless, I'm Harry Shearer, welcoming you to the holiday, the war on holiday edition of the show. And now, just before we dive totally into the holiday thing, news from outside the bubble. Just a couple stories from the Asian subcontinent to brighten your holiday mood. First, from foreignpolicy.com. They're a number one most overlooked foreign news story of the year. Just after the United States House of Representatives voted to support a plan to provide India with nuclear technology, the Bush administration quietly imposed sanctions on two Indian firms for supplying missile parts to Iran. Nor was the White House forthcoming with Congress about other blots on India's proliferation record. In the past 2 years, two other Indian companies have been penalized for allegedly passing chemical weapons information to Iran. And two Indian scientists who ran the state-run nuclear utility were barred from doing business with the U.S. after they allegedly passed heavy water nuclear technology to Tehran. Far from scuttling India's nuclear deal, the United States seems to now have rewarded the country. But have they taken lessons from AQ Khan? Is there a competition going on there that we don't know about? And speaking of Pakistan, a Pakistani court has dropped terrorism charges against a Pakistani-British dual national suspected of being a key figure in that chemical plot to blow up airplanes from last summer. That plot, you remember, that nobody's been charged for anything with yet. Days after the British announced the discovery of the plot, Pakistan announced it had arrested a key person in the plot, Rashid Rauf. Rauf's lawyer said an anti-terrorism court had found no evidence of terrorism against the suspect, the Rauf's lawyer told Reuters. Rauf is still in detention, faces other charges, including impersonation. Uh-oh. You can get busted for that in Pakistan? No wonder I don't go there. Forging documents and possessing explosives. Hearing begins on that right about now. News from outside the bubble, ladies and gentlemen. Copyrighted feature of this broadcast. Well, you know that outgoing Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made a series of kind of farewell appearances over the past week. First, there was a major farewell ceremony for him in Washington. They did everything but give him the Medal of Freedom, but that's coming. And then he made a secret, well, you know, one of those secret visits to Iraq, basically to demonstrate how safe it is over there. And there was some coverage of those appearances. It turns out he was doing more than just saying goodbye to the troops. Turns out he was taping a Christmas special.
From the green and red zone in Baghdad, Iraq, it's the first annual Donald Rumsfeld Christmas special. So proudly we fail. Santa's brought a sleigh full of special guests, each with their own special security elves. Al Franken, Yakov Smirnov, Dewey Gordon, a special appearance by President George W. Bush, and the No Good Options Singers and Dancers. And now, ladies and gentlemen of the 401st Redeployed Division, here's the star of our show, America's only two-time Secretary of Defense. And now we all know how it feels to be two-time. The only Don the Mafia doesn't like, Don Rumsfeld.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. It means so much to be welcomed by troops now that I no longer sign their paychecks. Of course, it was my robo-signer anyway, but I actually licked the stamps. That's just because the robo-licker didn't work. I tell you exactly what it did wrong, but this is a family show. For the internet version, it kept licking longer than a hooker on food stamps. But we've got a great show for you tonight, right here from central Baghdad. And when my critics say my transformation of the military didn't work, how about this? For the holidays, this whole four-square-block area has been transformed into the green and red zone. Even so, you just gotta hope that Santa Claus isn't a Kurd. If he is, I know a few Shiite neighborhoods that are going to be eating reindeer burgers until next Ramadan. Now, I know there's been a lot of controversy back home as to whether there's going to be a surge of troops here starting soon. All I can say is, tonight there's going to be a surge of entertainment. But seriously, if we wait any longer before introducing our first guest, our security contractors go into triple platinum overtime. So please join me in welcoming the former lead singer for the hugely successful boy band Boys Are Us. That shows you how old I am. I thought all bands were boy bands. Now embarked on his own solo career, Dewey Gordon.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, Mr. Secretary. Hi, everybody.
Now, Dewey, as I understand it, this isn't your first Christmas in the green and red zone.
No, sir, Mr. Secretary. Uh-huh. Ever since my publicist, the fabulous Yenta Meyer, suggested that it would help jumpstart record sales, I've been coming over here entertaining, serving turkey, just doing whatever, basically, whatever the photographers wanted me to do.
Well, I know nobody's under my command any longer, Dewey.
Oh, well, maybe legally, sir, but I'll follow your orders anytime.
Okay, then. I order you to join me in this duet.
Yes, sir.
It's beginning to look a lot like victory.
Everywhere you go,
when you look at it from above, it looks like a land of love.
Even though there's sand instead of snow,
it's beginning to look a lot like victory.
That's right. Everyone's got shoes,
and the prettiest sight to me
is when we begin to see some of the good news.
Bazaar, you can get them by car, and it's full of wonderful stuff.
There's a Shiite parade with not one grenade, cause the boombox is loud enough. And candlelight on every night to prove these folks are tough.
It's beginning to look a lot like victory.
It sure is. The champagne will soon be poured,
and the
the Iraqis will let us know that it's really time to go when they accept our Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wow. I didn't even know we were going there.
Neither did I. Shows what happens when you read the cue card. Let's hear it again for Dewey Gordon.
Thanks so much. I'll be signing food in the mess tent. Bye-bye.
Yes, he will. You know, Christmas in Iraq is different from what we're used to back home. I learned that on my first surprise visit when they served me powdered turkey. But our next guests are starring in a sketch that shows just how different Christmas can be here. Please welcome Al Franken and Yakov Smirnoff.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Man, I didn't realize how hard this Santa Claus job is. It's even harder than trying to draw an audience to a bankrupt radio network. Next time I'll just put in for Easter Bunny duty instead. Well, let's try this house. And once again, no chimney. What is it with these people? Just because you live in the desert, you don't care enough to build a chimney for me? Okay, I'll try it the other way.
Hello, don't shoot me.
Shoot you? I don't even know you.
Yeah, that's why the last guy shot me. What a country.
Look, I'm not gonna shoot you. I'm Santa Claus.
I get it. You're just going to burglarize me.
No, I'm not. I'm here to bring you gifts of Christmas cheer.
What do I look like? I was born in Lebanon?
Well, actually, now that you ask, you look more Russian than Iraqi. But hey, I'm Santa Claus. I bring gifts to all of you.
Actually, I am Russian. Hmm. In Russia, we go to Iraq for vacation. What a country.
Oh, come on. You can't fool Santa Claus. You're not here for a vacation. Nobody comes to Iraq for a vacation.
Except the Iranians. And they're like my brother-in-law. Come for 2 weeks, stay for 2 years.
Okay, forget about the Iranians. How come you're in Iraq?
True story?
You don't want to lie to Santa. Not even Dick Cheney does that. Sorry, Don, I ad-libbed that.
I'm here looking for missing polonium.
Missing polonium?
Yeah, my president has a lot more people he needs to poison next year. It's in the budget. In Russia, budget cuts you.
Okay. Well, I think I can solve both our problems.
Santa Claus has problems?
Yeah, I didn't know what to give you for Christmas.
How about TV where I don't have to watch Al Jazeera?
I got a better idea. Here.
Huh? Wow, you really are Santa Claus.
Yep. A brand new ounce of polonium. Now be careful with that stuff.
Oh, don't worry. I'll pack it in my diplomatic pouch. In Russia, airlines keep you waiting.
Yeah, well, it's the same here.
Yeah, that's what the guys in Branson say. Maybe I'm losing my touch. How about this? In Russia, starlets put panties on.
Yeah, well, enjoy your polonium. I've got a lot more gifts to deliver tonight.
Hey, Santa.
Yeah.
How you get money to pay for all these gifts?
Oh, that's simple. It's where I'm going next, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really? Where that?
Another fundraiser in Minnesota.
Well, be careful out there, Santa. In Iraq, reindeer drive you. What a country.
Al Franken and Yakov Smirnoff. And fortunately, both of them left their polonium at home. Right now, we've got a special surprise for you. More of a surprise, in fact, than flying our crew into Baghdad in the middle of the night on 6 hours' notice. It was a C-180 just for the bagels. And that was just for the neocons. Hey, I'm not the first person to bomb here. I'm just the first person to survive a bombing. Now, direct via secure video link from Camp David in Maryland, my former boss, and a man I'm proud to say is my former boss, President George W. Bush.
Okay, Hadley, hit the button thing. A lot of people are wondered about my interview this week where I said we're not winning the Iraq war, but we're not losing. See, I'm bringing the Christmas gift of nuance. Here's a lot more where that came from. We're not winning. And we're not losing. We're not blaming. And we're not excusing. We're not staying. And we're not cruising. We're not winning. And we're not losing. We're not explaining. And we're not confusing. We're not settling. And we're not choosing. We're not abstaining. And we're not boozing. We're not winning. And we're not losing. You're not with us, and you're not against us. That's hard to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. Along the way. Along the way. Along the way. We're not concertizing. And we're not bluesing. We're not caressing. And we're not bruising. We're not barefooting. And we're not choosing. We're not winning. And we're not losing. We're not entertaining. And we're not hard newsing. We're not straight arrowing. And we're not woozing. We're not being used. And we're not using. We're not winning. And we're not losing. Osama's not dead. And he's not alive. That's clear to see. People yearn for freedom. And they hate being free. We're not New Yorkin. We're not Syracusan. We're not Old Navy. We're not Van Heusen. We're not focusing. And we're not diffusing. We're not winning. And no way are we losing. Merry Christmas. God bless you. We're losing the secure satellite. That's all we're losing. Good night.
President Bush.
Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious me. How do you follow that? With a Secret Service detail. No, seriously, a Christmas show out here in Iraq would mean nothing without taking a moment to let some of our troops here for the holidays share a message with the folks back home. But it turns out we don't have time for that tonight. Between dress rehearsal and air, somebody apparently slowed down the president's beat machine. Shows happen. So, just time to say thanks for watching. You know, you go on the air with the television program you have. And the great thing about Christmas time is that for once, you really do know what you don't know. From all of us here in the new Iraq, I'm Don Rumsfeld, wishing you a very improving Christmas. Good night.
The Donald Rumsfeld Christmas Special, So Proudly We Failed, was a Dick Clark III production. I'm Jim O'Donnell, saying goodnight from a voiceover booth in North Hollywood.
Slumber deep.
Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings. Once again, choirs will be singing Silent Night, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas, come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations, send salutations. Sure as the stars shine above, when it's Christmas time, my dear, the time of year, be with the one you love. Won't you tell me you never move wrong? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief and pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy once again. Sorrow, no grieving pain, 'cause I'll be happy Christmas once again.
We swore in Card's Eye, and we swore off Rabbani. For one day, maybe it's okay to be Afghani. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. It's the only place to hang anything there. The gift has been given, the Taliban beaten. No reindeer will visit. They know they'll be eaten. Only Wayne Newton would come this far, 'cause it's Christmas in Kandahar. We fought side by side with Uzbeki and Turker. We've shaved off the beard, thrown off the burqa. It's still a surprise when we look in the mirror and see standing behind us Geraldo Rivera. Santa's crossed off his list the land where we dwell. We've been naughty this year, and Muslim as well. Drew Carey went by in an army car. Must be Christmas in Kandahar. We've mastered the problem of trimming the tree. We've covered it with a fine coat of explosive debris. There's no way to drive, and no way to call. There's no stuff in the stores. There aren't any stores. And there isn't a mall. There's no Kathy Lee and no Charlie Brown. Just a couple of thousand Marines out on the town. Ramadan this year was strictly subpar. Now it's Christmas in Condor.
Dressed in leather, and the angels are in chains. The sugar plums are rancid, and the stockings are in flames. There's a demon in my belly, and a gremlin in my brain. There's someone up the chimney, holding Satan is his name. And it's Christmas with the devil. Cause it's evil's holiday. So come on, ye unfaithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. I know that it's a Christmas with the devil. No, 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 that it is a Christmas with the devil. And the stockings are in flames. So come on, ye unfaithful, don't be left out in the cold. You don't need no invitation, your ticket is your soul. Because it's Christmas with the devil. Don't you know that it is a Christmas with the devil.
This week on public television, a different kind of Christmas special. No singing, no celebrities, no snow, no Santa. Spend an hour of your holiday season lighting up the tree inside as Deepak Chopra takes you on a journey to the Christmas Within.
There's no room at the inn. There's no room inside. Don't scorn the innkeeper. Make some room. Clean out at least a stable's worth of your brain for the baby that is you.
Only on public television, a Christmas special, this special.
So, given what we know about the man-body connection, what was Rudolph feeling that made his nose turn red? Asking that question is the present we should be giving ourselves.
If you think a Christmas special has to be colorful, you're in for a treat.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Let's find the center of that snow.
Christmas Within, the Deepak Chopra Holiday Special. Only on public television. We entertain notions, not people.
Make him hurry, tell him he can.
This is Le Show. And now, moments of reflection while we listen to news of the warm, won't you?
Soft, listen to the warm. We can listen to the warm.
Well, you know, some good news on that score as well, especially if you're a subordinate seal. A team of scientists has shown that subordinate May gray seals are reaping the benefits of climate change, which sees temperatures rise and rainfall levels fall. Research by Dr. Sean Twiss, a lecturer in the School of Biological Sciences at Durham University and colleagues at the University of St. Andrews, has shown that mating patterns within the gray seal colony on the remote Scottish island of North Rona have altered dramatically as a result of higher temperatures and lower rainfall, leading to greater genetic diversity within the population. What? Yes, warmer and drier autumns have led to a reduction in the pools of rainwater, which the female seals require to maintain their body temperature and provide them with a source of drinking water. So the females, who usually remain loyal to one breeding site, must travel further to access the vital resources for themselves and their pups, which removes them from the watchful eye of the dominant males and allows subordinate males to mate with them. According to Dr. Twiss, gray seals are typically polygamous, with the more dominant males mating with approximately 10 to 15 females, all right, bay-bay, which they guard from other males within their territory. The male's ability to dominate is easy when rainwater pools are abundant and females cluster in a small geographical area. But during the dry season, the area in which the females are located becomes too big and the males can no longer successfully keep an eye on them. The females travel further to access water before returning to nurse their pups. The increased movement amongst the females allows the weaker males to mate and results in more males contributing genetically to the next generation. So, and another good news story about warming this week. Because it's, you know, it's the time of year, isn't it? Climate change has a surprising effect on endangered naked carp. Reading this just because I want to say the phrase naked carp on the radio while we still can. A groundbreaking study reveals an unanticipated way that freshwater fish respond to climate change. Endangered naked carp migrate annually between freshwater rivers where they spawn and a lake in western China where they feed and grow. However, Lake Qinghai is drying up and becoming saltier, leading to interesting adjustments in the carp's metabolic rate. What's happening is they take a metabolic holiday, according to Chris Wood of McMaster University. In the first 48 hours after transitioning from the freshwater river system to lake water, the carp oxygen consumption falls to just 60% of that in river fish. Gill and kidney functions also decline. Ammonia secretion by the kidneys declines by a surprising 70%. Urine flow decreases drastically to less than 5% of its rate in the freshwater river water. Fish urinate? Yes, they do, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to be the bearer of these tidings. In other words, quoting the researchers, the kidney changed from an organ which secreted water at a greater rate than salt in river water to one which conserved water relative to salt in lake water. So the carp are adjusting, ladies and gentlemen, and the subordinate seals are getting more action. News of the warm, a copyrighted feature of this broadcast.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
What does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're burying your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men, period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Why, you can be enterprising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The fourth day of Christmas my true love gave to me. Four bars of soap.
Three cans of peas.
Two breakfast foods and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas my true love gave to me.
Five tubeless tires.
Four quarts of gin.
Three cigars.
Two cigarettes and some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the halls with advertising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the time for merchandising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Profit never needs a reason. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa-la-la-la-la-la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
Just so you're mercenary too.
Buy a man and show all the toys up on the shelf.
Just make sure that you get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers, boy. Don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there.
Billboards, too.
Christmas cards
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, sailing all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? La-la-la-la-la.
Screwed up a joke. The gift never given was gab. He got sent to his room for some holiday gloom. The tree is decidedly drab. Tree is decidedly drab. The guest list is small. The donors don't call. So the party is just among friends. The carols get sung while John sees on what rung his ambition finally ends. His ambition finally ends. And it's Christmas in oblivion, where a man can be a man. There's money to spend, it was left at the end. There are no inaugural dinners to plan. Teresa's out in Idaho. A woman needs her snow. It's Christmas in oblivion. With nothing but nerve, he'd prevail with nothing but nerve. But mistresses sang, and the IRS rang, and a nanny can make a good beard. So he's home with the wife for the rest of his life. The cabinet just disappeared. Yes, DC just disappeared. It's Christmas in oblivion. Not even the media care. There were very few gifts. Rudy sent some new lifts. The reindeer are frightened by Bernie's mad stare. Santa just sent some lawyers. That's all that Bernie needs. It's Christmas in oblivion. Even the tough guy bleeds. Even the tough guy bleeds.
Well, these things happen, ladies and gentlemen. And now, one of the things that happens even during this very special week, the apologies of the week.
This
so sorry.
Just a couple from California, as it turns out. California would appear to be the apology capital of the nation right now. Assemblyman Mervyn Dimely, Democrat of Compton, was being investigated by officials, by colleagues, for distributing pseudo-official-looking badges to campaign contributors, has apologized for calling Assemblyman Hector De La Torre, quote, the most racist legislator I have encountered. De La Torre, who was heading the inquiry, had said flashing the badges was a crime. Says Dimely's statement, I deeply regret my statement about Assemblyman Hector De La Torre, and it is my hope that this issue is now behind us. And L.A. radio talk show host Bill Handel, who's also a lawyer, will sit out a one-week suspension when he returns from vacation. He has apologized for walking into the studio of another show on another station and insulting the host. Quote, first of all, I would like to say I'm truly deeply sorry for my actions. I had no business going into the Star 97 studio. I had no business overreacting, which I did. I listened back to the tape, and I realized this was a madman talking. It was unprofessional. It was uncalled for, and I'm truly sorry to everyone who was involved. It was a madman talking, ladies and gentlemen. I thought that's how you get to talk radio gigs. The Apologies of the Week, a copyrighted feature of this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to conclude this very special holiday edition of Le Show. The program returns next week at the same time over these same stations over NPR worldwide throughout Europe and the USIN 440 cable system in Japan, around the world via the Armed American Forces radio network. I don't know if they're still armed, but they are American. On channel 133 at XM Satellite Radio. On the mighty 104 in Berlin. Around the world, on shortwave. Up and down the east coast of North America on the shortwave giant WBCQ, the planet, around the world via the internet, on your computer at two different locations, live and archive whenever you want it, harryshearer.com and kcrw.com, and available as a free download from www.audible.com/the show. I'm not promoting the podcast until I get it fixed, and it would be just like them getting it fixed if you'd agree to join with me then, would you? All righty, thank you very much. The email address for this broadcast is lemail, L-E-M-A-I-L, at interworld.net. Le Show Internet Services by Steve Mack. A tip of the Christmas chapeau to the San Diego and Pittsburgh desks. Le Show playlist available at harryshearer.com. I'm going to go lose something more on U.S. Airways and see if it works. The show comes to you from Century of Progress Productions and originates through the facilities of KCRW Santa Monica, a community recognized around the world as the home of the homeless. Happy War on Christmas, everybody.